Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Mack's on his way to New York pretty soon. He'll be covering the Twins and the Giants. He got a busy weekend out in New York, Maxie, but very exciting with these Twins out on the road. And, boy, it's home run city for these two squads, one would assume. Now watch. Nobody will get a home run the first game or something.
Yeah, I mean, nothing would surprise me because it's baseball, and that's why we watch baseball. And they played the greatest game probably of the season in Major League Baseball this year when the Yankees beat the Twins that fateful night when Aaron Hicks took the final out away, and everything that happened in between was probably the greatest baseball game played this season in all Major League Baseball. So that kind of gives you a little teaser as to what can happen here. And as I said, about at 7:40, you touch the Twins. The one thing they don't know is exactly what they're going to get from the Yankees with Stanton coming back late in the season. Encarnacion says that he's healthy now. DeMeo, it looks like he's back at least, you know, towards 100%. Aaron Judge is going to try to hit the ball at the ballpark. I mean, there's lots of stuff there, but they do not have a great starting rotation. You know, it used to be when you'd play the Yankees, okay, it's Clemens, then Pettit, then Mussina, you know, okay, deal with it, you know. Now they've had as much unrest almost as the Twins. They just haven't been able to quite get it right. And Sabathia's kind of moved to the bullpen, or at least I think he would be in the playoffs here. And so the big name guys that they had in the past, everybody thought they'd pick one up at the trade deadline. They didn't do it.
The Twins and Yankees here tomorrow, early pregame show. And then, Mike, you'll be talking to everybody down there. At least it sounds like we're getting a little healthier as we get to the playoffs here.
Yeah, so Max Kepler thinks he can play, and that's good news. Obviously, 36 home run guy, and you hope that he's back, you know, right where he left off. He didn't, you know, a lot of time off there. Where he missed 3-4 weeks or 3 weeks or so at the end there. So just in terms of timing and all those things, it wouldn't take him long to get back into it. But other than that, you know, if you can lead off with him and then go Polanco and Cruz, and I mean, it really doesn't matter. He's got a bunch of great hitters there. Cave maybe at the end of the lineup. Had a nice visit with him the other day because he was in the Yankee system with a lot of these players. You know, he went all the way to Triple A with them, and then they traded him to the Twins, so he knows a lot of these players. And he says, just so funny and ironic because I always dreamed about playing in Yankee Stadium in the playoffs, but it was for the Yankees. Now here I'm getting to go for the Twins, so pretty cool stuff.
All right, Maxie, what in the world's going on with Stefon Diggs? Was he excused from practice? Did he not just show up? Do we know much more?
Yeah, they have a list that they come out with. They've changed this over the years in the NFL as to a guy, whether he participates, full participant, whatever. Generally, it's injury-related. So all they had to put on the list was Stefon Diggs was not at practice, non-injury-related. And so that means that that's all they have to say technically for the list. Now, we didn't – this just to give you the idea of the semantics – you talk to the players, and then their practice is later, and then you don't have availability after, so you didn't, you know, you couldn't ask the question, where was Stefon Diggs? So today, hopefully this morning, heading out there, hopefully we'll find out more. I do think that this is I don't think you can understate this one, Dave. I don't think you can say, well, you know, even if he comes out today and practices and says it was just there's been just too many things going on there. Him buzzing on social media and talking about the Patriots and some of that stuff, that conjecture. The fact that he knows that he has leverage because they don't have enough good receivers right now, just seeing Adam Thielen, basically. He knows he has that leverage. The fact that their passing game has been abysmal, of course, this year so far. I don't think you can understate this one. I think this is a critical, critical week for the Vikings internally to get everybody on the same page and say this is the direction that we're going. And I say that because they didn't come out of last year particularly good. And the band-aid they put on it was new coaches from Denver offensively. Kubiak and Rico Dennison were supposed to shore this thing up. Now you got a fracture. Now you got some things you got to deal with. Now we'll find out, because it was easy in the off season when you're just running plays and you're not tackling and all that stuff. I think that you cannot understate the Stephon Diggs thing, just as it correlates to the whole team. And I think it's a critical juncture. And I'm not the only one that thinks this. This is a critical week for them getting this team either on track or not on track.
Is this unusual for him? Because he always seems like just such a congenial, happy guy.
Nah, he's so you know, you start there because they always think they should get the ball more. But he missed some time, as I recall, back in OTAs, but I don't think it was anything that was out of the ordinary. But he's got a little attitude to him. There's a, you know, having an ego and playing wide receiver aren't bad things. If somebody was telling me, you know, they said, you know, wanting the ball from that position is not a bad thing. You know, you want guys that want the ball. But he can go back and forth a little bit.
Well, this will be an interesting day, Maxie. So the Twins are taking all the attention away from the Vikings. Might be a good week for Mike Zimmer not to have the kind of attention he normally would during a regular kind of week.
Yeah, although, you know, like yesterday you're out there. I mean, it's just packed with media. You know, even they've got so many people covering them on such a regular basis, and they're just so big in this town. But, you know, the good news for them is they're playing a team that's not very good. The Giants got Daniel Jones, the quarterback, and he looked good maybe against Washington the other day. But their defense should be able to disrupt, and do things to New York on Sunday. Pat Shurmur's the coach there. He used to be the offensive coordinator here for a year. They're in their great year 2 years ago. But that shouldn't matter. They should be able to disrupt the Giants and win this football game. So the best news for them this week is who they play, and they should be able to beat the Giants.
Maxie, I look forward to your coverage out in New York City, but are you going to be able to be on with us tomorrow morning?
You got it. I'll be on.
All right. And then how about tonight? Now you'll have all sorts of stuff, I would think, on Sports to the Max.
Yeah, we're working on it. We'll see what we get from the Vikings. We'll certainly talk a lot of Twins and much more coming up tonight on Sports to the Max. So there'll be a lot of Twins and Vikings.
Pace yourself.
No problem.
All right, Maxie. I'll talk to you soon. Mike Max here on WCCO with Sports Mean Girls last night at the Orpheum. We'll talk about it next here on WCCO's Morning News.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.